Hello, Hing here. This is a live episode of Free to a Good Home that was recorded at Improv Theatre Sydney in Redfern. Thank you to everyone who came along. We're really enjoying doing these live shows, but I know that, you know, sometimes some people find live recordings, I don't know, annoying, I guess. So we're trying to work with the theatre to get better sound and recording capabilities there, and they've done a few things to record to make it sound better, so we really appreciate that from them. And I think this one's pretty good sound wise but do let us know if you've got any feedback or whatever. You can contact us via the Discord or on Facebook, or if you're just like, I love these or I hate these, let us know, because, you know, we're really enjoying them, but obviously we do this for you guys, so we'd love to hear from you. The guests on this week's show are Alex Lee, Eden Lacey, and Demi Lardner, obviously people we love, and people who we've worked a lot on our other podcast, Dragon Friends, with. We ran out of time to do plugs at the end of the show because the next show is coming in. So please go and find Alex, Eden, and Demi on social media to see what they're up to. And for anyone who's interested, I'm going to try and put out a few of these live videos. We've been filming them. We're going to try and put out something on the Patreon, but don't hold your breath because I don't actually know how to do that, and I'm teaching myself. Finally, I'm going to be in Adelaide in a few weeks' time for the Adelaide Fringe Festival. I'm doing a split bill show with former guest, I think the very first guest on the show, Tom Ballard. We're doing a show together. We're very excited about it, and I hope to see you there. It's in the Garden of Unearthly Delights from the 16th of February to the 25th of February. That's enough of that. On with the show. Coming. My name is Michael Hing. Welcome to Free to Good Home. We're recording this. What are you doing? We're recording this tonight, but just because we are cursed and it never works, I have a backup voice memo running just in case. So if you get this version, it's because the other one didn't work because I fucked the record. Anyway, hello.
Hello. Once again, people are confrontingly close.
Yes.
And I like it. Hello.
Now, Ben, you brought out your camera here because you wanted to take a...
I want to take a photo of the audience, but I can't not now because that sounds incredibly insulting to the kids. Look at this. Yeah. I did my first, like, paid photography job today.
But you're not... sorry, you're not a photographer.
Like, well...
You're just a man with a camera. Sorry, I'm Michael. This is Ben Jenkins.
Is that not a photographer?
I would say that photographers, generally speaking, aren't asked to leave places with their camera. Like, you know what I mean? Like, have been asked to leave anywhere with your camera.
Sure.
But a photographer's generally invited somewhere.
Yeah, because you just, like, low-key called me a pedophile. And I just was like, wait.
So what was your photography job you did today?
Well, again, it was...
And is it why you missed my baby shower? Anyway, interesting. Is that
no,
why?
I missed your baby shower because I did not want to come to that. I was free as a bird by the time you were doing that. No, and again, like, I shouldn't have said it because it's for a friend, but he's paying me money.
To take photos of what?
So Simon Greiner.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, okay, that doesn't count.
No, I mean... Money's changing hands,
yeah,
Michael.
But Simon's like does a podcast with you. It's like if I gave you $40 to take photos of this pod, like you're getting paid to be here. You've taken photos.
Well, that's my second paid photography gig. I think you're fine.
What I think is at play here, Ben.
Yes.
Is that not only are you? I mean, you're a fine photographer.
Sure.
You're
thank
a perfectly
you.
Serviceable photographer.
Okay. Well, that's the first thing, because the first thing is interesting because fine is one of those words, right? It's almost an auto antonym.
Yes.
Because it can mean incredible.
Yes.
But it can also mean fine. You know what I mean?
Well, you're
but
a
then
fine.
Then you backed it up.
Yes. You're
by
serviceable.
Very being very clear about what you meant by fine.
You have a camera and it works, Ben.
Now,
but what I think is happening here is not that the people of the greater Sydney area have discovered your photography skills and want to hire you.
Uh-huh.
I think, and I know this about your life, you are currently under a lot of stress.
Yeah.
Because you have a book deadline and some other very busy work.
I do.
And I think what you are doing is looking for things to do that are not finish your book.
Can I tell you, even my client, but that is
again,
but that is,
Dragon that, Friends member Simon Greiner.
Even my client pointed that out to me today. Because I do. I have a... Well, here's a really exciting milestone for me. Mm-hmm. As of Friday of last week, my manuscript is late.
This is a room. This particular audience understands that to a T, because I know there are many people here who have attempted and dropped out of PhDs.
Yes, so yeah, absolutely.
Some people have succeeded in their theses.
Moquirk, the exception to the rule. But do you know what happened though? Do you know what happened on that Friday when I missed that deadline, which I had signed a contract?
Because you get a call from a some sort of wussy agent?
Can I tell you what happened?
Okay, what happened?
Fuck all! Absolutely nothing.
Here's the thing about... Because if you go into the world of book publishing...
Yeah.
Inevitably, you have to be a fucking nerd. So, like, you know, it's like... It's not like... Yeah. I don't know. Like, it's not like a real cool guy like Elon Musk is going into book publishing. Guys, this is the new persona I'm trying out for 2024.
Yeah. No, it's no, working.
What I mean is... So I think you... Even though you are a dweeb, I do think that you can kind of bully the publishers because they are innately dweebier than even you.
Oh, for sure. Yes. For sure. I mean, just the fact that I have a few tattoos is enough. Where they just assume I'm in the Comancheros. But no, it's fine. What happens?
Do they start deduct? Is it like you lose 10% money?
God, no.
A day?
Nothing happens at all, which is a problem for me.
Because
I thrive on consequences. So I think I might hire a hitman.
So we're like... All right, what about this? I've heard this is a... I remember this is a moral quandary that was posed to us in, like, first year philosophy or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
So what date do you want to have the
Friday would have been ideal.
Of course.
But
that's done and... that's been and
let's
gone.
Let's say, because I've written... It's an 80,000-word book, not a... like, that sounds... That's about standard.
Sure, okay.
Right? I'm not
but,
trying to...
Yeah, but what... Give me a date.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, I've written 50,000 words.
Whoa, you are way behind. So what do you want? You want to get done by, like, June 30, say?
Jesus Christ, no. I need it done within, like, 3 weeks.
Okay, so, well, look, let's give you a bit of... I'll give you a bit of leeway. So you have until the end of, say, April, right?
I can't, Michael.
Well, no, not for that, for this consequence that I'm going to give you.
Okay.
So you have until the end of April to, I guess, finish your book.
Yeah.
Or I will donate...
Oh, God.
$1,000 to, I don't know, some Nazis, I guess? Or... And I don't want to... And, Ben, I don't want to do that, obviously. Because I think many Nazis would want to kill me.
Yeah.
So even...
And you're just, like, allowing them to buy a better kit. And
even finding them to give them the $1,000, I imagine cash. I don't want to... Well, I don't want a paper trail of
it's
this.
It's definitely not going to be tax deductible.
No.
I will tell you that much for free.
I'll find those awful men who have been...
And women! It's 2024!
I'll find
2024!
The awful men who were arrested on January 26th, right, for doing their awful stuff.
Oh, yeah, the train station guys.
Yeah, yeah. I'll say to them, this money is from Benjamin Coleman Jenkins.
Oh, shit!
Sorry, did I not say in your name? I meant in your name.
You just said you were going to...
sorry, that's the link, sorry.
That seemed crucial.
I'll donate $1,000 to a terrorist organisation in your name.
But, like, what, are they going to name, like, their Nazi library after me? Like...
Yeah, and then when they find out you're Jewish, they have to take it down like the Sacklers, you know what I mean?
Should we get our...
Let's get our wonderful guests out. This is a podcast where we go through the week's classifieds to find the best and worst things to talk about.
Some of my favourite people on stage.
Yes, we have a kind of a crossover event of the Freedom Good Home cinematic universe. Yeah. Would you please welcome to the stage our wonderful guests for this evening, Ida Lacey, Alex Lee and Demi Lardner! Hello, everybody!
Hey. Hello. Wow.
Everyone's very close.
That's exactly what I
and
said.
And we like it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, it's great to be here, guys.
Uh-huh.
It's really good to be here, and I'm not upset.
What are you upset about, Eden?
I'm not upset.
He literally said he was.
I'm not upset.
He did say he wasn't upset.
Eden,
so
what are you not upset about?
I'm not upset about being on the podcast. It's great to be invited to do a friend's podcast. It's really nice.
I think I see what's happened here.
When you've known someone since maybe 2006.
Yeah.
You've done shows together. You've done a different podcast for maybe 9, 10 years. And you've got another podcast that's going on that you invite everyone from the other podcast to be on. But I'm just going to say it's good to be here.
It's finally. Just so weird because the words he's saying sound really nice.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what happened, Eden. You weren't going to be on today.
Yeah.
But Dave Harmon, who was going to be on today, has fallen ill.
Yeah.
With, I don't need to express his medical
personal... I don't think we need to do that.
I'm even a fucking ring-in. This wasn't even a good invite. This wasn't even like Eden will be a get. It's like, oh, Dave's sick. Who are the fuck?
Oh, Dave burnt his penis off again.
Again.
Do you worry that you may not have been the first call either?
who do you
think? Worry that maybe Michael got in touch with the train station Nazis?
Good to be here.
Well, thank you for being here, Eden.
Pleasure. Absolute
as a
pleasure. Always fun to do a podcast with friends.
Now, Eden, do you buy and sell stuff online much? Are you a Craigslist connoisseur at all?
Yeah. I got some stuff. I've flipped some things.
Flipped things?
I flipped a beautiful velour couch before I left the country. I called it the glove.
What, in the copy?
Yeah. No, look, I didn't want to let go of it, but I was leaving the country.
Where did you get it from?
Why aren't you asking why it was called the glove?
Great question.
Because when you get into it, you can't get out. It's like
that's not how our glove works.
That's
not how our glove works at all.
I think what you're describing is prison.
You're thinking of a finger trap.
You are thinking exactly of a finger trap.
And a finger trap of any race, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so well, Demi.
So great.
Classic Chinese erasure from Demi Lardner.
I kind of wish I hadn't bowed to both of you when I just said that.
Can I say, I really like the idea that Eden has spent his entire life confusing finger traps with gloves. So he's like going to the opera with like all his fingers in finger traps.
No, thank you. I do not want that.
This is a podcast where we go through the week's classifieds, et cetera, et cetera. This has been taken from... This is sort of us getting back to our roots. This is a classic Fredwood Goodheim style of classified from Santa Fe Craigslist.
Okay.
It's from the Santa Fe Espanola Taos area. I don't know where that is.
Hello
to Santa Fe.
New Mexico,
right, okay. And it's entitled Get a Massage and Get Paid. So
Get a massage and get paid.
Compensation $300 an hour.
Whoa. Okay.
Now suddenly everyone's on stage, their eyes are lighting up.
This is not the direction this transaction usually goes.
Hello, I'm looking for a person to practice on for foot massages.
That is a well-trained audience. Yeah. They have heard some shit.
Can I just ask really quickly, by round of applause, who's heard the podcast and been to these shows before? By round of applause. Who is completely new to this?
Oh, wonderful. All right.
See, I don't think they were the ones who went like... Oh. I think they were like, sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
Yes. Looking for a person to practice on for foot massages, get a massage and get paid. I will need you to let me know how it feels and what I can do to improve. 30 minutes, $150, an hour max per day. Anyone interested in getting a foot rub?
Is that the whole copy?
That's the whole copy. Wow. Anyone interested in a foot rub?
When I get
rub?
A foot rub, I want it deep and long. 1 hour is not going to be enough.
Are you at...
What? Have you
I need someone to work on my plantar fasciitis.
What's a plantar fascia?
I don't know what it is. I made it up.
Has anyone ever had a foot rub before? I don't think I've ever had a foot. I wouldn't let anyone touch my beautiful feet.
I've had a full body massage. What? That's a normal thing. Wait, did you mean the masseuse used their full body? What? On your full body? It's not.
Because that's in my son's book.
I did used to go to a guy who'd like sort of wriggle around out there and he'd like crawl on you and shit.
Yeah.
And
what?
It was great. Because he was like just like maybe an inch or two taller than me. So he'd be like,
get up
on the table and muck about.
What? Yeah, I'm imagining the crab guy from Poor Things.
Kind of.
I got a massage once in Vietnam. People where blind people lived, so they were masseurs.
Oh,
and he comes in and he's like, take this off, and he just slapped me and said, you're very fat. And
I
was like,
I can't see you, but I can tell from the way your flesh you. Feels under my skin.
Thank you, sir. Oh,
damn.
Beat the shit out of me.
Damn.
I had a massage on my honeymoon and it was extremely painful. It was a traditional Balinese massage.
Interesting.
And it was one where I don't know what it means, but it was not someone, like, it was in the resort, but it was clearly not someone who worked at the resort.
Go on.
Why don't we just stay in the room next door?
What happened was Alex walked in and lay down, and this person who clearly worked at the resort went, just one moment, please, and got ready, and then she heard a thunk and a body collapse, and then just a guy.
It was like a guy from the village. And he like came in, like was like smoking a cigarette outside, and had just a singlet on and pants. But and then he just like, I had ticked firm because I like a firm massage.
Yeah.
And he
was that the most you could.
Yeah, it was the most. It was the most.
And so what?
Sometimes I feel like I get ripped off.
That's giving them license to beat the shit out of you.
I feel like he was doing shit to my tendons.
Yeah.
Mm. Like getting the tendons in like the back of my leg and just like smashing them from side to side. It was the most pain I've ever been.
If that is the
and
most.
I didn't say anything the whole time. I was just like, well. I ticked firm.
Yeah. You've made your bed, Lee. Time to lie in it.
I thought I might die. He was doing shit. He was doing shit to the tendons, like under my chin, near my ears, and I was like, "This is how I die because I'm too polite to say you're murdering me."
You would have been like, he would have been like ready for him to cook you afterwards. Yeah.
Because you know, also like in his mind, he's like, "Well, I'll just do this until she tells me it hurts, and then I'll pull back." Like. You know what I mean? Like, he's trying to establish a baseline.
No, but also,
and he's just like, oh, John Wick mode, great.
No, but I've done that too, where you're getting a massage, and you're like, oh, I'm not really liking this, but you're in such a vulnerable position, if you start giving orders, they'll be like, oh, well.
No! That's an insane thing to think.
Is it? I don't want them to revenge me.
Yeah.
Although I just realized I had the exact same thing with haircuts. Where if I'm like, oh, could you? I think they're just going to take this as a check.
How dare you ask us? I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast before, but one time it was like a Sunday afternoon and I had gone into the city for something. I think I had to watch the fucking Elvis movie for work. The Baz Luhrmann one, which I did not enjoy. But I had to watch it.
Is that how you did it on the table? Project.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about the fucking Elvis.
Austin Butler, you leather pant wearing freak. But the theatre we watched it in wasn't a proper theatre. It was like one of those little ones they sort of squish you into for like a showing. And so my neck was all cramped and fucked. And the movie's 5 million hours long. So by the end of it, I'm all crickety and blah, blah.
Hey, this happened to you before with Dune.
No, that was, it was too loud and it set off my jaw. Anyway,
it's hard to be Michael.
Sounds like Michael, you need to arrive on time for screenings and get a better seat.
Shut up, Mum. So
someone just literally did
snaps
this
in the front row.
Yes.
Snaps.
So I'm in the Sydney CBD. It's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a Sunday, and I'm like, fuck, I just want to get a quick neck massage. And I thought there might be a place at the train station, but they were closed. And so I just Googled like massage Sydney, and I looked for the ones that are open. Mm-hmm. And I went to it sort of was like an office building next to the Ernst & Young building, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, ah, this seems like a legitimate place. And I went into the lift and went up, and there's this dark corridor there. And I was like, oh. And then down the end, there's some sort of fluoro light. So I walked down the end, and I said to the lady there, I was like, hello, I'm here for, can I get a massage? And she goes, of course. And then she starts taking me in, and she goes, oh, it's like this is a sexual massage. And I was like,
are they
the
words
thanks.
She used, a sexual massage?
I think she might have said, we do like happy ending or something, I don't know. But whatever. And I was like, oh, no, thank you, just a regular, like, one.
Hang on. You
Well, no, because my understanding was that what happens is you get a massage, and at the end of the massage, someone says to you, hey, would you like me to jerk you off? And you go, yes or no.
But
right?
But prior to that, it's just like...
regular.
Basically physiotherapy.
Well, this is what I learned that day, Ben.
They're not very good masseuses?
Well, they're the people... You can't just go to a place like that to get your neck fixed.
What?
Like...
I don't know if the mic's just picking it up, but someone in the front
row... Hey, you leave Michael Hing alone. It's called a massage parlor, all right? And I expect to get regular massages.
I don't think it's insane to go to a place that says we do massages and ask for a massage. Yeah. Is that crazy?
They're not selling what's on the label.
There's a place that I used to walk past a lot in Camperdown that I think it was literally just called, like, Camperdown Massage. And I went past and I was like, and then Googled it and it had... one five-star review and one-star review, but both the reviews were exactly the same. And they were like, strictly red light, hand jobs only.
I'm just trying to picture this poor woman. So, like, you've just gone in and been like, oh, just...
my neck's a bit mucked up.
And she's just like...
No, well, I said, can I get a massage? Like... And then she sort of said, oh, we do... like rub and tug or whatever.
No, but when
and then I said, oh no, it's just my like just my neck.
Yeah, no, that was like a receptionist.
Yeah, but that's crazy
right?
though.
But anyway, so I watched.
But what you did, and you're saying, no. What I did was I said to the sex woman, "Can I have a neck massage?" You're saying, no, I did a normal thing, which was, "Hello, sex woman, please touch my neck,
sex woman."
I think I heard you did say that.
Yeah.
And you said, "Sexual woman, please, will you touch my neck non-sexually?"
Do you think she was just waiting for you to start jerking off at some point the whole time?
No, because she said no. We don't do that. And I was like, what do you mean? You can't just like rub my... And she's like, no, we don't.
Not unless you come out of it.
Sir, if you're not coming out of it, we're not touching it.
And I was...
Read the sign.
And I was turned away from the massage parlor. For what? What crime? for having your sore neck?
That's pretty. That's nine. That you know what?
A succulent that's, Chinese neck.
A succulent Chinese neck. Get your hands off my Benjamin, do you have one for us?
I do, and...
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you handed me this before the show, Michael, you told me that this is actually an update on one that we've done before. Now, I don't actually recall doing this.
I think we may have dwelled in this area years ago.
Sure. So this is like a sequel of sorts.
Yes.
So this is from it's from Craigslist, but I don't know where it's. Altamonte.
Where's that, Aiden?
Aiden? Altamonte.
North Hemisphere. Definitely Northern Hemisphere.
Fantastic. So this starts how all great Craigslist ads start. Trying again. But before that, the title of this is Swallow My Ex's Engagement Ring. Trying again. Couldn't go through with it last time. Painful breakup still hurts. Looking for someone to swallow my ex's engagement ring for closure. Nothing weird. Or kinny. I think he means kinky.
Kinney. Nothing Kinney.
Nothing weird or Kinney.
He's not Kinney at all.
Just
no,
this.
No.
I've got a little
Kinney.
So this person, do it,
and compensation is just tell me what you need.
Okay. So.
Wow.
So X's engagement ring. Do we think? I mean, first of all, I guess we don't. There aren't a lot of clues here. But do we think this is someone who proposed to someone, they broke up, received the ring back? Or do you think it's someone who received a ring in a proposal and kept it after the breakup? What do
I
we think?
I think the first.
I don't think it can be the second. First.
This is a fancy restaurant. This is a dessert tier. She's gone to the bathroom. She's come back. She sat down and he's got down on one knee. She said, get up. get up.
Not here, get up.
She's like smiling, like, get up.
Get up.
Through
gritted teeth.
Oh, my God, they're filming us, get up.
I mean, that would be a really easy way, like, to get someone to swallow it without asking them, if you chuck it in a champagne and don't tell them.
Mm-hmm. I think you would know.
Always chew your champagne. Yeah.
You're talking to a woman who's accidentally swallowed her tooth, so I don't know whether I would.
You went. What do you mean?
They swallowed my tooth.
But in what circumstance? A drunken bar brawl or something? Or
I think I fell down, and then the next day, I was like, it's like one of the back ones, and then I was like. It was weird. And then I felt, and then there was like a gap, and I was like, I guess I'm shitting a tooth later.
And did
that's
it ever,
annoying.
Did it ever come out?
I didn't like. I wasn't really.
Yeah, I would have just like been like, let's just completely forget about that.
Yeah.
Safe Plus, travels to you, my friend.
Am I writing back to this guy? Please describe purity of gold and carats of diamond.
Oh, interesting.
To be like,
so
money spinner.
Do you think if you swallow the ex's ring, do you think you get to keep the ring? Is it yours now? Well, that's closure, right?
I mean, I feel
if you gave
like
it back, he'd just be just where he started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like he's saying you swallow it and, like, if you wanted it back.
And then do with it what you will.
It's in the copy.
So a little bit dangerous. I was about to say it's a choking hazard, but it's like literally, I mean, hopefully you swallow it and you don't choke, right? Yeah.
It'd be quite but fun. It could have a nice big diamond on it.
Mm. Yeah, but then don't you think that might get like stuck in your wigglies bits?
I think what you do is you respond to this ad and spend like 2 to 3 weeks looking at YouTube sleight of hand stuff.
Actually, Ben, you can't.
That's
isn't one of your many useless skills?
Yeah.
Can't you swallow things and bring them back up? Didn't you do it with a key once or something?
Yes.
A key?
Yeah, that was the biggest thing I ever did.
You have 2 children.
I don't think I've done this since I was like 23.
Wait, and you just buff it back up?
No, it's like it's not quite like it's. I can get it to about. I basically.
It's about 4 inches down his throat.
Keep me out from anything you've ever
said. I swallow it and it just chills out there for a while.
No, what do you have, a little pocket?
I guess so. And then I can just go like and bring it up.
It's cool. Yeah. I'm sure he used to do that as like a fun bit when we were at uni.
No, yeah, I used it from my memory.
Do you ever do it? Save snacks for later. Put a little cherry ripe in your gullet.
Like, put a full chicken wing in there.
I did. I remember where like I once like had like 2 gummy bears down there for like half an hour. Because like the trick is you can talk while you're doing it.
What do you think they were doing in there?
They were thanking.
So how much would this wedding ring have to be worth for you to consider it, Ben?
Well,
like, I mean, if it's like $1,000, are we?
Do you know what, Michael? Do you know what?
Mm-hmm.
It really depends. Like if you came to me, if mm-hmm. heaven forbid, Hum should ever wake up to herself. And you were left in an emotional place, and it was nothing kinny or weird. And I could see that my friend Michael was in pain,
mm-hmm.
and you said, listen, man, I just need someone to eat this thing.
I've tried throwing it in the river like Muhammad Ali's medals.
Yeah.
It bounced back out.
A fish spat it in my face. I tried throwing it in the fire and then I took it out and I felt quite cool. I've done all that fucking stuff. And I'm asking you, one of my oldest friends, Ben, to just... I do it for free. I'm
yeah, but...
If I got an Uber there, I'd ask for it. There and back. But I do it for free. If I turned up and it was just some stranger and they were, like, already jerking off, I'd be like, wow.
Like, that's kinny.
This seems
that's,
kinny.
That's,
kinny.
That's both weird and kinny. But again, like... And again, I should say, not to boast, but I'm gainfully employed. But I still do this for, like... $2,000?
Two. Ooh, two sounds interesting. Fair.
Anyone I put else? It up my bum for $1,000. Like, if we can...
Oh, if you're like, hey, if you want this...
haggle,
let's cut out the middleman off my digestive system.
Yeah. If you're like, hey, if you want this wedding ring to be in someone's ass, if that's your end game... Yeah. This is a fucking workflow issue. Yeah. Let's raise a fucking Jira ticket about this.
We all know where this is going.
$1,000?
Well, how much? For $1,000?
Yeah, I'll put it up my bum. And I get to... Plus, I get to keep it, or the ring is worth $1,000?
I think it's less worth... I mean... I think you get to keep it, but I think whatever it was worth when it went in, it's not going to be worth that much when it comes out.
Well, that's demonstrably untrue. Like, there's not some old guy with a jeweler's loop being like,
well, this has been in a bum.
Like, I think it's like when you... It's like when you sell a house where there's been a murder, I think you need to tell the pawn shop guy. It may not be a law, but I think, like, society dictates that we, like, you know, we live in a society.
No, but you put it... No, what if I put it in a cup of Coca-Cola overnight? Then
why don't she put
it
in a cup of Coca-Cola overnight?
This is such a crazy stance for you, an inherently evil man, to be taking.
What do you mean?
We all know you're literally evil, and you don't think that we can give a bum ring to a jeweler.
I think also
because it's immoral.
Also, honestly, when you think about like how many fucking hands everything goes through with manufacturing,
and many of those hands have been in bums.
I was going to say like everything's been up someone's bum.
Tap water's all piss.
All right, and some of that shit too.
Yeah,
Alex,
man.
Can I
tell
you what?
That's a good shirt. We gotta get a shirt with that.
One of the things that really tickles me is whenever they open like a water recycling plant, and like again, I preface this by saying, as far as I'm aware, poo water is fine to drink. And like, no, like not like water that comes out of like
not when, diarrhea.
When they fix it, when they take the poo out,
they treated water.
There's a whole building that's dedicated to getting that poo out, right? But my favourite is when the politician has to go there.
Oh, and drink
photo
drinking.
And it's again, like there's nothing wrong with what they're doing, but you can tell they're just in existential agony because they're going like, how do I have no problem with this, but all of a sudden, like, what do I do with my hands because I'm drinking shit water?
Really quickly have just the super quickest story, but I know about a mayor who from somewhere in the US. Her name was Mayor Meyer, which is cute. She drowned in poo because she was like a down-to-earth mayor and she would go and like check all the town's poo. She would like check like all of the like the sewage systems and stuff. She would go down every week and she was like, yes, very good. And one time she fell in one and she drowned in poo.
There was a job I remember hearing about when I was at university, which was like in one of the poo plants. Because one of the problems with like a lot of poo is that it'll congeal and you'll get like...
And it'll smell.
And it'll, well, I mean, there's very little we can do about that, Demi.
It gets sticky.
You ask the poo guys and they'll... And women, it's 2024. They'll tell you there's nothing we can do about that on account of how it's poo. But apparently there was this job in like Sydney somewhere, and I remember because I was looking at it, I was being like, I could probably, where you drove a speedboat around the poo lake, just in doughies, essentially.
Oh, to break it up?
Yeah, just like so it didn't settle.
Oh, damn. Fuck.
Where's this?
I mean, like, this was like probably 15 years ago, and
yeah,
I imagine a robot does it now.
Yeah,
but, you know, we don't want to let them take over, do we?
Alex Lee, do you have a classified voice?
Yes, I do. Roommate won't wait until I finish cooking and just starts cooking in the same pan I'm using.
Hell yes.
That's actually pretty fucking cool.
That's crazy.
All right, let's reserve judgment to the end, everyone. Reserve judgment
to
the end.
If I'm making bacon and eggs, he will just come and crack an egg into the pan for himself while I'm cooking. I've asked him to stop, But he just says, well, what difference does it make? He's in the way. That's the bloody difference. And I've told him that. And it's not even that he's pressed for time. It happens on the weekends as well. He's just done it again and he hasn't listened to me the past 30 plus times. I have asked him nicely, so I cracked it and told him to fuck off and wait. I pushed his egg out of the pan into the bin and he said, I have to pay for it.
Good
wowsy,
shit.
Wowsy.
Not happening. I don't understand why he can't just wait 5 minutes. It doesn't take that long. I don't want someone in the way using the same pan as me while I'm cooking for myself.
Interesting.
Amen, brother.
It's just the funniest housemate power play I've ever heard.
Let me just get in there.
I guess we're sharing. Yeah. Bacon and eggs for me.
Bit of pan real estate there. Let me just.
So cool.
Just gonna whip up a little stir fry on the side here, brother. You don't mind.
Ooh, you know what'll go well with that.
Whatever it is, I'm doing.
Interesting. So egg makes sense. Egg makes sense because you can just kind of lean over and crack an egg into
egg
pan.
Make no sense, Michael. What are you talking
egg
about?
Makes
wait
sense.
5 minutes, Michael.
Wait but 5 minutes, like, make own egg.
Or
cook own egg.
Is it a one burner fucking kitchen? Put another pan on
That's
the burner
true.
Right next to it. But then when you do that, you think, well, we're wasting gas, aren't we?
There's a perfectly good hot surface.
Yeah, right there. Hmm. Oh, he's using the big pan again.
Yeah, this is one of those ones where you start being like, fuck this guy! And then at the end you're like, I might be this guy.
I guess you could just, like, stew it back. Or does he just never turn on the oven himself? Like, wouldn't you just do it back?
He's just in his room on his laptop and he hears the sizzling. He's like, rushes into the kitchen.
What's an egg go for these days?
Yeah.
Not much.
A dollar?
50 cents, 30 cents. Depends how nice an egg it is.
It's an egg, Michael. What could it be?
maybe this guy's cheap. He's got the shitty cage eggs. His friend has the organic free range, cracks it in, and he's like, oh, well, whose egg is whose?
He's going to barely tell.
He's doing 3-card Monty, but with eggs. So obviously with roommates there is some tension there. Obviously this person is annoyed by this. Many of you, not Eden, but the rest of you live with your partners.
Yeah.
If your part, if sorry, sorry, Eden.
Yeah, it was important to specify. That was an important detail.
So if your husbands or wives lent over, you're cooking eggs and bacon or something, and crack an egg in the pan. Do you think you could ever be justified in being annoyed at that? Or do you have to kind of just be, oh, cooking 100%. For extras?
100%. If it was me and my husband was making an egg and I wanted an egg, I'd say, are you making an egg?
Wife shit!
Wife shit! Yeah.
That egg smell nice.
I would like an egg.
Just be passive aggressive like a normal person. Egg.
Room hot. For one more.
Eden Lacey, do you have a classified for us?
Here we go. Reddit r/drugs. Egg. 18. Not safe for work. Friend did a line of asbestos.
No, you don't want to do that. It's a terrible idea.
The subheading, in memoriam.
Oh.
Not sure what other community to post in for this.
Yeah, there's no r/ asbestos.
It's a pretty grim place.
Was at a party and the house was about to be knocked over, so people started smashing up the garage and one of my mates lined up some powder from the aftermath and ripped it for a laugh. Once the demo crew came in to knock the house down, it turned out the garage was mainly made from asbestos. How fucked is my friend?
Ooh.
I would say pretty badly fucked.
Yeah.
Pretty messed up.
Yeah.
That's pretty messed up.
Quite
the in memoriam, I thought,
I think the moratorium is a joke.
Oh,
I read that very quickly because it was very poorly written and badly punctuated. Mm. I was following to the T a punctuation there. Mm.
Has anyone ever done drugs and they weren't sure what they've done?
Isn't that every drug?
Yes, I guess so. But
fucking Dr. Alex Wodak over here. There's a niche little gag.
But I think you're at least sold. You're given something. Someone tells you at least what it purportedly is.
Yeah. Very rarely do they say, "My guy, this is pure uncut asbestos." Because here's the thing about asbestos.
Is Ben going to finally come out against asbestos?
Au contraire. If it didn't give you cancer, which I think the jury is well and truly in on that it does.
Or like asbestosis or whatever it is. Yeah.
It is a miracle material.
Building material, yes.
Fire retardant.
Mm-hmm.
Lightweight.
Mm-hmm.
Durable.
Mm-hmm.
Will give
Hang
you
on, have you been bought off by big asbestos? What the fuck is going on here?
We've been looking for a sponsor. And James Hardy came a-knocking. Can I tell you something about asbestos?
It's the second thing you're telling us about asbestos?
Yes. But it's lightweight, durable.
Yeah.
Fire retardant.
Fire retardant.
And it will kill you horribly.
Yeah.
Is that only when it gets...
In your lungs, if you breathe. Yeah, if you breathe, if it breaks.
Yes.
So, there's a park up the road from us. We live in Annandale. There's a park that we...
Don't tell people where you live.
It's a big suburb.
Do you know how many people hate you on Twitter? I've seen it.
I'm a little stinker. So there's a park. Everyone was very cross that there's a new interchange that's been opened up and it sucks. Mm. It's not my problem, 2024, but people are very cross. And as kind of like a way of being like, we have a park for children, right? And like we went there with our children multiple times, and it actually is a wonderful park. They one of those parks where they have like trampolines, you know what I mean? Like they're building
in the ground.
In the ground trampolines,
nice.
Cool. Great climbing stuff. There was this thing that Moses, like, it's one of those weird, like, physics things where, like, a child can spin faster than you thought possible. And Moses just ate it so bad on that.
Man, I was at the park. I think you were there. I got on one of them and it was fucked.
Yeah.
Because your little kid isn't old enough to do it yet, so I was doing it instead. You can go so fucking fast on them shits.
It's the first time that I've ever... Well, it's definitely not the first time, but it's the first time that he's been aware that I've been laughing at him in pain. And he was like, honestly, like, without saying it, he was like, "What the fuck? This is amusing to you?" Anyway, we went there like twice or three times or whatever. And then there was this like little news item about that park the mulch in that park. And that was like a lot of the park. The park is like...
it's just mulch and trampolines mostly.
I mean, essentially. And Arlo, like the one-year-old, is crawling around and shoving the mulch in his gob and big lines of the mulch.
Yes.
There was this fucking news article that was like, that mulch riddled with asbestos. We don't know how it happened. The council's like, we are so... This is like the one thing.
When you elected us to council,
we promised that we would not have a park full of lung playground. Poison.
Human poo, fine.
Yeah, yeah.
So do you still go there or no?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
No, they shut it down and they're going to reopen it.
My strategy if I was mayor and there was a poisonous substance in the mulch would be
Michael.
To burn it to the ground.
Sure.
But here's the problem with this... Before we wrap up tonight, I wanted to, there's probably something of an elephant in the room because it has been posted in the Discord several times in the last week, and it obviously posted in many of the group chats that the five of us are in.
Oh yes.
And that is that I was the target.
Oh, yes.
Of a media storm this week.
Oh. Wait, what happened?
Yeah, missed that.
For whatever reason, the project, we were doing a little chat about something, and it got switched out last minute. And the chat changed from whatever we were going to do to a new thing, which was that they've ranked all the animals in Australia that sting you, and they're all painful, right? Whatever, mm-hmm. right? So they were like, which one would you like to get stung by is like a general chat we could do.
Which one would you like to get stung by?
Yeah, if you had to get stung by one, you got to choose one. What would be the coolest one to get stung by, whatever, okay. right? So people were kind of riffing around about it, and I thought in my head, you know, it'd be funny to say... I thought it'd be funny to say, well, Rove will pick jellyfish, but that's just because he wants to get pissed on, right? But then in my head I thought, no, Michael, you can't say that about Rove on television. You're like, you're not that close. That would be an insane thing for you to say about Rove. But my brain had already started saying, I'd already started forming the thought.
So you like pivoted midair.
I was like, well, you know, and when what came out of my mouth was, I would pick jellyfish, but that's just because I want to get pissed on.
This is like airing at what, like 7? Like quite famously, it's like 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it's a 6:37 to 7:30 show. And we all kind of had a chuckle and moved on, right?
Yeah.
And it was like, sure, that was maybe a risque thing to say.
Was there a part of you that was like, hang on a second?
Well,
did you get a sense from the other presenters, like, was Rove like, ha ha, of course? Or was he like, eh?
There was a producer in my ear saying, what? Anyway.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
And so I was like, whatever. I thought it was clearly in context a joke. Within 6 hours, it was on like 8 different news sites. Michael Hing, piss pick. Like it was just...
Michael Hing shocks co-workers with X-rated confession on air.
Yeah, it was,
Michael Hing has revealed, a weird sexual fetish.
Yeah, and I was like, no.
He's a very kinny boy.
He's kinny, he's weird, he's our Michael.
Anyway, and here's the thing, Alex found out, because she was Googling Michael Hing piss after that, Alex Lee discovered that that's not the only result when you Google Michael Hing piss.
Oh yeah, yeah, I did, Googled Michael Hing piss.
You get probably, I would say, a decade's worth of our fucking podcasts.
Yeah. A lot of our podcast titles have piss in them. We should probably just, for SEO reasons, call this piss, 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 piss. Live.
Anyway.
And welcome to all of Michael Hing's new listeners to this podcast.
Piss freaks. No, I just wanted to say and put the record straight, I find it gross and I'm not into it.
Okay.
So this is the podcast of record now.
But if he would like to change his mind about piss, well, it's very easy to Google the project's mailing address. And just, you know, change
Lock
his
bag
mind.
Bag 305 South Yarra, send me a jar of piss. don't do that. Don't do that.
Can I just thank our wonderful guests?
Oh.
Demi Lardner.
Hello.
Eden B. Lacey.
Great to be here!
Alex Lee.
Alex Lee, everyone!
Righto, righto.
And of course, Michael.
Sure. Ben Jenkins, everybody!